I love a coupon app because it feels like a little mission. It's my own version of a game. Yeah. Yes. Like, I don't play Pokemon Go. I play
Target Walgreens
Circle and Target Circle.
I love that game.
Welcome to another episode of Stay Rooted with your hosts, Stephanie and Lauren. Pull up a chair because you're attending the virtual mom support group.
Light your sage because we are going through it
and growing through it.
And we're always rooting for you.
I actually have two things to say, okay?
First,
in shark news.
This is shark news.
Remember last year when we were like, I wish I worried about sharks.
And now we're worried.
Apparently, like, it's news everywhere because I get my news from my phone.
Of course.
Only. Yes. I don't want to put it on the television anymore. I don't want a newspaper delivered to my door.
No.
Enough is enough.
Keep doomsday here and only
here. A banner that I can flick away if I need to in a triggering
way. Clear all notifications.
And I'm going to stay woke, but like let a girl sleep once in a while. So, so apparently nobody was the other day and they were like, you know what? Lauren said, and I quote, I wish I could worry about sharks the way I used to or whatever. So in shark news, there's going to be more sharks than ever this year.
For why?
I have no idea. I think it has to do with the water temperatures.
They're liking that cozy water.
Yeah, and I do know that the migration. And the migration was affected by like the water temperature and the cocaine.
Yeah.
Remember the
all
cocaine
the things
sharks?
That the sharks like.
They like warm
if
water
I know two things,
and coke.
If I know two things to be true about sharks, it's those two things and those two things only.
They should really all go to Miami and stay there exclusively.
They would be so happy away from New England, you know? I would love them to be in Miami.
Yeah, but no,
sorry.
Like everywhere, there's just going to be a shark population issue, which could lead to like a seal decrease. I was spiraling and I was like, you know what?
Oh God.
I don't want to be a marine biologist anymore.
This is scary. You wanted to be Little Mermaid out there with her thingamabobs and her whatsamacallits and it's coked out sharks and it's scary in those waters. I don't want to be in any water with a coked out shark ever.
No, and if I did follow like a path of
just
marine biology, I would hope it'd be following the coke sharks, not like just seeing how fast they're multiplying, because who the hell could sleep at night if that was like your main focus? I saw a banner article about it and I've been having intrusive thoughts.
And someone had to write that article.
Which probably my FBI agent.
Literally.
Has anyone else seen this article?
I'm not raising my hand. I have not seen anything
articles.
About...
Okay, probably once I clicked on it, they were like, here's 50,000
more.
Here's more
things
more.
Sometimes I'm like, do they even know when I just look at something for too long? Because like, sometimes like I'm like, you know, you look at it for something extra long, you don't even touch it. And they're like, we saw you stare at that. Here's 5 more of those. And I'm like, how the hell? Sometimes I fall asleep with my thumb somewhere and I'm like, I'm not in that into those stretchy pants. Like, I just fell asleep mid TikTok scroll on an ad because I couldn't wait for the 30 seconds to pass. I don't want this.
You're like, every 4th video shouldn't be a woman lunging.
But here we are, all because I fell asleep on my phone again. Karma's a bitch.
So that's shark news and I'm sorry.
Thank you for the shark news
it's
update.
It's right ahead of vacation, which feels right.
Thank
you
for the shark news as I embark on my sea venture.
Don't
Lauren.
Even worry about packing because you're gonna get eaten by sharks.
Oh my god! Oh my god! You know I'm in.
I take it back.
You can't take back what is in my head.
You're not
head.
Gonna be in the ocean.
I'm going to Bermuda!
But you're gonna be on a boat! Like, the sharks aren't gonna be on the. It's not Sharknado, yet.
Lauren,
it's not Sharknado
it goes to
yet.
The, I'm sure there's some there, and if you there's one thing about my family, they're going to the beach. They don't care if it's a 70 degree day.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna go ankle deep.
Ankle deep seems safe.
Thank you.
Just look for the flag.
This
look
is
for
my
the
goodbye
shark
party.
No,
can't.
It's not.
I can't.
But we'll pivot away from the sharks.
If the Bermuda Triangle doesn't get me, the sharks growing at an explosive pace and on cocaine probably will.
No, they won't.
Goodbye.
They haven't had coke. Since last summer.
So they're probably fine.
We don't know how it metabolizes in their bodies. I don't know. Maybe we do now. We don't even know what Charlotte's doing.
I thought you were coming with a Charlotte update. You're coming for the... Okay.
This is different.
That's okay.
But back to the slumber party.
Okay.
I'm not done with the slumber party because we got away from recording about it. And then I was like, I don't know if I remember anything from it. And then, of course... Like, as soon as we left our last recording, I was like, I remember everything. It's as clear as
it's
day.
It's all coming. Wait, how's it go?
It's all coming back to me. No.
It's all coming back to me.
Kenny, put
now.
The right song in there.
It's so hard to believe, but it's all coming back to me.
Put it on the Moody Mix. Yeah. Put it on the Moody Mix.
Figure
I think it's
out
Celine.
The name of it.
Is that
put
it's
it on
all
the Moody.
Coming back?
It's all coming back to me. Why do I want to say to me? But
it's all coming back. It's all coming back to me now.
It's all coming back to me now.
It'll come back to
what
me.
What were you saying before I took?
I don't know.
Before I brought up Celine into this, I think Celine.
So I remember the slumber party anecdotes.
Yes.
But there was just one that really, like, it got under my skin. Like, the further we got from the slumber party, the more I was annoyed by it.
What
in
is it?
In the moment, I wrote about it in a reflectively cute way.
Yeah.
But now I'm like,
now you're annoyed.
Now it's an ick.
Tell me
that
what
I
it
have
is.
Against our daughters.
I have so many icks against them.
So.
I might already have it.
So the night of the slumber party. This was an impulsive slumber party.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, you know what would turn this shitty day around? Having Nora here.
Yeah.
Also asking me questions. But they'll be smiling ear to ear.
Yes.
You know, and nobody will be telling me I'm boring.
For sure.
So I, you know, I have razzle-dazzled them on an impulsive level. I have nothing going for me.
Yeah.
Right?
And you've not cared for yourself.
My husband has band practice. And one thing about my husband's band practice is
it's a Rolling Stone.
They rent the same space as our podcast space. Which is very industrial.
Yes.
And very much attached to my home.
It is.
So...
We don't shake the floorboards as much down
here.
No,
we're in the nether grounds of the home, but we're in the home, you know. We're in our little basement
We're in robes.
So I have a band down here, right?
Yeah.
And I'm hosting a sleepover, and I'm like, you know what?
You took on the world.
I took on the world, and then Cool Dad exited, right?
Yeah.
So I was chopped liver, would say.
You were.
But... I was like, I am going to continue to be cool, you know?
Of course.
I'm going to host a movie night, right?
Yes.
Everybody loves it. We've taught the Rudies.
You let them stay up late.
You cut the tickets, and then you act like the hired help, and they love it.
Oh, yeah.
You stand around
They'd like
if you
tripped and fell. They'd like if you tripped and embarrassed yourself.
Honestly, it'd only be better to them if you, like, held the dustpan and brush, like, and just periodically swept the aisles. They'd be like, that's authentic.
But, yeah,
so here I am. Like, I'm making the popcorn. I'm watching them swallow every piece of
every
popcorn.
Every kernel.
You know, like, yeah. Like, yeah. I have the lights. I have the string lights. I have
the nugget. The nugget's been built.
Your daughter tried to ask me if I knew any nugget builds, and I was like, ma'am.
Oh, my God.
I am unofficially a representative.
Yeah. How are you not sponsored officially? Because you are the sole reason that... The Bartholomews have a nugget. You have been our biggest advocate in me getting more so than myself at times.
Yeah, without a coupon code. Didn't even need
Not
to
a
be.
Coupon code. Do you know how many more nuggets we could have if Nugget gave us a coupon code?
Ugh, everyone would have a nugget.
It would be that episode of Bluey where they build all of those forts in there and they can't find their doll.
It'd just be us using our coupon code with different emails, scamming ourselves.
Hey, I've done that, and it works for grocery discounts.
Don't blow up our spot like
$30 off your first
drive. But
driver?
Yeah, so she tried to come at me. I was like, ma'am, I will give you a luxurious build for a theater.
I did.
Everything was perfect. Wish was playing. You know it. So
I do now.
And then the grown men in my basement started playing the loud things. The devil's music started radiating from my basement. And one thing about my home is it's old.
Yeah.
She's been here longer than all of us.
It's charming.
Yeah, she's lived many a lifetime.
But you're living in the music video.
Yeah. Aaron's Party.
Yes.
Added to the Moody Mix.
Added. The fact that that's not the first song on that mix is shameful. Shameful.
So there's like a death punk Aaron's Party going on, yes, in my basement.
Fitting.
It's my lifestyle. It's, yeah, my brand.
That's the aesthetic.
And I am like, I'm so sorry, girls. Like, you know, and she's like, I'm just like
tiptoeing around them.
Yeah. And they're
as
like,
if to not be a bother.
They're ignoring it and they're eating their popcorn at a pace faster than I'd like them to eat
their
popcorn.
They're testing the angles.
And your daughter just looks at me and she goes, we actually like it. So I was like,
okay. The music?
Yeah, she was like,
oh.
She was like, it makes for good sounds in the background of Wish.
Oh, so she came up with a hot, she's like, keep up the ambiance.
But, and I was like, in the moment, I was like, that is cute.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they love the band, right?
Yeah.
Like, they never saw it because they, like, we have a separate entrance for, yes, our space. So, like, they never even saw the band, but they heard the music and they were like, oh, that's Lennon's dad. And, yeah, then they just were like, that's nice. You, yeah, know, we'll just try to hear Asha over the screamo.
Yes. But if you say one word.
If I say one fuck, if we were down here recording a podcast.
Those little bitches. If we said one word, if Lord and I looked at each other like we were gonna laugh, they'd be like, could you keep it?
If we were having a conversation without headphones and microphones, like in your kitchen, they'd be like, can you just like, yeah, shut the fuck,
yeah,
up?
Yeah, can you just please fucking leave? But your husband is down here playing lovely devil's music. And
drums.
They're like, turn it up.
Like hardcore drums.
One more and time.
Like, you know, this goes great with You're a Star. Like,
it's like,
and it was just giving like a biased view, you know?
Honestly.
And like I said, in the moment, I was like, what creative little souls, you know?
They are not for equality, I'll tell you that.
It's a dad's world.
Honestly, it is a dad's world. We're down here, you know, putting podcasts out for the world. And we can't say a word to each other in front of our kids without someone interrupting us.
Yeah, so that was like the hottest take that I took from the, wow, slumber party. Your daughter also said, I'm a watermelon. I hate flies. And she repeated that to the point that I was like, is this a fucking spell? Like, am I going to turn into a toad soon and they're going to leave to like go and do a magical quest? No. I don't know. But nothing happened.
I remained
a person.
She is the most out-of-pocket child to exist. The things that she says, and it's been since she was a baby. She used to do this thing in the car with Luke and I when she was a bebe that used to really scare us. And so we would just be driving. She was like kind of talking, but just like a few words, not full sentences. And just in the darkness of the car, she'd go, do-do-my. And we'd be like, what did you say? Do-do-my. And we're like, what does that mean? And, like, she could say enough words to, like, explain.
Yeah.
And then she would just be like, nothing. And we were like, what in the actual fuck,
yeah, you're like, what
is going on
mean?
Here? So, like, she probably was trying to hex you. She does actually bring up hexes quite a lot. And she has many a crystal in her bedroom. So
for a voodoo doll of me.
Absolutely.
I was just like, I'm not a watermelon. Eventually, I was like, I'm not a watermelon.
I'm not a watermelon, and I never
Everyone
will be.
Hates flies.
She is, I will say, like, she is truly a funny, and both of our girls, I will say the big girls, they are funny girls.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They are just funny girls. And, yeah, like, if there's one thing I wanted to raise my kid to be, it's fucking witty.
Oh, yeah. And then,
you know?
And Lennon was doing, like, she was leaning into her bed, and she was like, she just does that.
Because they're going to back each other. If there's one thing, like, with them, she's like, that's what she does, watermelon fly.
Not sure how to back this up yet, but she does
but
that.
But that's what she does.
She's doing it right now. Oh. Prove me wrong.
I cannot. I simply cannot. This is not having to do with that at all, but I have a question for you.
I'll answer it.
Would you slap somebody across the face if it would mean that your toddler, your Donnie, I'll say your Donnie,
mm-hmm,
was instantly potty trained?
What a delight.
Would you slap someone across the face?
Oh, there's no other option.
No. Would you slap somebody across the face? So Luke and I read this, and you have to come at this from a perspective of, we have a 5-year-old son who still wears pull-ups. So, like, you know, a 5-year-old has big poop, okay? Mm-hmm. And, like, we're trying our best, but, like, you know, 5 years, it's going. Yeah. We're tired.
Yeah.
And like, I
consistency
like
consistency.
Luke looked at me like he's a man now. He eats like a man often more than I.
Yeah.
Very often more than I do, especially if it's spaghetti. And I'm pretty sure we looked at each other and we were like, I'd let you slap me across the face to instantly body train without a doubt.
That's the thing. Like, do you get to choose who you slap?
Sure. Who'd you slap? Who?
That wasn't part of the question.
Because I feel like, Luke, I feel like
my husband is the safest person to slap.
He's gonna say slap me.
We're
you
in
know?
This together.
Yeah, exactly.
My mom might even be like,
honestly, she has to wipe a butt or two. So, like, yeah. She might be like, you know, sure.
And Lasky has definitely learned the power of pulling off her diaper.
It is invigorating, as Lukey will attest to.
And it's such a power move.
It is a power move. And
yeah, so I guess I'd do it. I would slap somebody. I feel
you.
Like a slap is as harmless as violence can get.
I'm not telling you to punch somebody.
Yeah.
A little slap.
It's an open hand.
For a potty trained kid, I'm sorry, yes. And I think I'd volunteer as tribute. I know it would be frowned upon, but
I feel like if Steve Harvey interviewed 100 moms,
how many are saying yeah?
100.
100?
Yeah.
100%.
It's the only answer on the board.
The only answer on the board. With 100 votes, he's like, they all said, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you, man.
I do like that. I mean,
I don't know. I just wanted to bring it up. I wanted to see where you stand, and I feel like we stand in the same place, and I think, like, if you were 3 years from now still wiping butts, you'd be like, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
If I'm 3 months from now.
You might.
I'd slap somebody. Absolutely.
And talking about our kids, I do want to say that when this episode comes out, yesterday will have been one of my baby's birthdays, and tomorrow will be one of your baby's birthdays.
Yes, my biggest baby.
Yeah, so your biggest baby is going to be a whole 7-year-old.
A 7-year-old. And I'm at that point, you know, when it's like close to your birthday, but like, it's still some weeks away and you're like,
you're calling them it.
Yeah. So that happens in parenthood too, that you're like, is she just like basically seven? Like when I'm telling somebody a story that doesn't know Lennon, I just like say like my 7-year-old.
Right.
But I've been saying my 7-year-old and I'm like, my seven-year-old?
I'm old. Like I've been a mom. I'm like a mom right now.
How old am I? I know. I have a 7-year-old.
That's what I'm saying. How old am I?
I thought. I was a teen mom, I think.
I know.
I don't know.
I think I'm like 25. I feel 25.
I could have sworn I was 25. But yeah, so she'll be 7. And yes. I am definitely at that point where I'm like trying to wrap my head around that. And that I've been in motherhood for 7 whole years.
It's craziness.
I'm a veteran.
100%.
Like, people can't stick out employment at a place that long.
You've had poop on your hands and had to just accept that. At this point in the game, like I know that that's a fact.
So many times.
100%. And you've just had to live with that. And who I think is my bebe, is 5 years old now when this comes out. Lukey. Five whole years. And like, you met Lukey when he was like, what? Like one and a half maybe. So like
18 months.
Yeah. I mean, Lauren was one of the first people that I ever like outwardly said, like, I think I'm going to try to get Lukey evaluated for autism.
And I was like, good idea.
Yeah. You were like, I agree. Like, good idea. You know, like, yeah. I think that's a good thing to try. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, I just think like we've seen our kids grow together. We're seeing us grow together. We're seeing this podcast grow together. We're coming up on an anniversary. We're just like, I'm feeling amongst all of the stress and the craziness and the weirdness that's been happening in life, I do also feel grateful for like where we are.
I'm feeling so fucking rooted.
Yeah, I'm like rooted as fuck. Like I may never get up again.
I may never repot.
Yeah, I kind of like it here. I have that one pothos in my bathroom that's like, no, we're root bound, but like we like it.
Right, whenever you try to put it in more soil, it's like, no, not for me.
It's safe here.
Get me back in that terracotta.
I get just the right amount of sunlight, and you water me just as much as is required.
Yeah.
And no more. You'll never root rot.
I don't fully remember where we were going with
me
this.
Either.
But I do feel like it is symbolic. Oh, the birthdays.
Yes,
it
the
is
birthdays.
It's symbolic of growth for myself as we just like come another trip around the sun of being
it's a
mom.
It's a timestamp, you know.
And I do feel like I'm never the mom that I was last year. No. You know? I'm growing.
Which is awesome. You know, I feel that way too. And like when I look back, I was seeing some memories pop up and it was like 2 years ago when we took our then three kids. You were pregnant with Lasky to Great Wolf Lodge. And I look back at those pictures and I'm like, wow, those kids have grown. Like, wow, those were babies. And it's just like the things have changed. And sometimes it's so hard day to day to see your growth. And then you look back at a picture from 2 years ago and you're like, who is that? Like, yeah. Who was she?
Remember when I was 8 months pregnant and it was post COVID and I was in a wave pool?
Yeah, I love that for you. You were like, honestly, this who is was the most. She? We were at that point full on.
Indoor wave pool.
I don't know. We decided, we were like, if we go down, we're going to go down together.
Yeah.
You know, you got the wolf den and we ate pizza and we got our colds and we had ourselves a great time.
We got a fucking cabana.
But we had a whole around. Cabana. No, honestly, I fucked around. Because Lauren is always the, I'm not going to do it, girl. And then she does it. And you're like, oh, okay, well, you did it.
Well, one thing about me is that, like, I can rationalize convenience. And of convenience course. Comes at a price. Like, that wolf, of course. Isn't, that wolf isn't giving away a flat screen that TV wolf is, near a water slide.
That
you know?
Wolf is a, what do we call them? They're like a shiesty little animal. Yeah. You know, think about their role in the stories. Sly. You know, they're dressed, sly.
Dressed as grandma. You yeah. know? And they're like, slip me 100 and we'll let you. The wolf we'll let your babies lay down.
It's a baby casino. You it know, is. It's the rat casino. It's the wolf casino. It's all the same thing.
It is. And I feel as though we're still those moms desperate to just give our kids a thrill yes. with a cabana at yeah. Great Wolf Lodge.
I but looked on also, Groupon.
We've also grown and evolved so much to the point that, like, our kids show that, like, they don't really need all of the razzle-dazzle all yes. the time, which as we, like, do the opposite of dumbing it down, because that's not what birthday months are for, right?
We go big in April, it seems. We like, bloom. It seems like, I mean, we start a fucking podcast in April. So, you know.
Because the sun comes out.
I know, we're like, we could probably start a whole brand.
I get outside barefoot, and I'm like,
I smell that? Potential.
I smell hope.
I'm alive.
And then I just start like manifesting these things violently.
Alive
quick.
With the glory of love. Put her on the moody mix. That's how I feel when the sun comes out.
Absolutely.
You know?
And in my mind, the sun has like that baby face from the Teletubbies. But at her current age.
Yes. And, yes.
And like that's where it's just like, oh my goodness, like you can do things.
Yeah.
You know? You can do it.
And we have.
Yeah.
And that honestly that leads me into like the, you know, we're always about a like, you did it. You know, you always hear you did it. But we've realized that sometimes Lauren and I are cheering for a like, you didn't. And like, yeah. It's mostly about Alaska and Lukey. Like, you didn't put that hunk of Play-Doh in your mouth. Good job. You yeah. didn't. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, resisting like that impulse.
Yeah,
you know?
So celebrate the you dids and celebrate the you didn'ts, because sometimes the you didn'ts are harder than the you dids.
And although we're trying to teach the babies you didn'ts. Like, yeah. We have to teach ourselves the good you didn'ts, because we do it to ourselves, like, when you have boundaries. We're
yes.
like, oh, you said no, you didn't.
You didn't.
Like,
exactly.
You didn't have to do it.
No, but it's so true.
You said something to me today that you were like, if you do it, I'm proud of you, and if you
and
don't
if you
do
don't,
it, I'm proud of you.
Exactly.
I don't know if that's exactly what you said, but that's what
that's
I heard.
That's how it felt. That's
and
how
I
it
just,
was supposed to feel.
I just feel like that's, like, an important takeaway in, like, the you didn't.
100%. That's my energy I'm bringing into the rest of 2024. You didn't. Like, good for you. I want to bring up something that you and I have been talking off podcast about lately.
Tell them. Tell them what you've already told me.
Baby, Target, our Walgreens. Our Walgreens
oh, yeah.
runs. So
Target's
lately,
baby.
Target, like, obviously Target is my number one baby, but like sometimes like Target for me is like across town. Like it requires going down the street that I don't want to go down. And like, you know, if I just need to get a couple of things, like sometimes I just don't feel like making that run. Sometimes I don't have the time. Enter Walgreens. And she is giving me what I need. Like, I, you know, I needed a few travel items, a couple things to throw in another bag.
Yeah. And as I as I connect my red flat, my red threads of their ancestry, right? Walgreens and Target, their logos are terribly similar.
Mm-hmm.
And also, they're like, their cosmetic section.
Yes.
Assemblies, what would you call those? Things that are freestanding?
The way that it's like mapped out is similar.
It's very similar. Yes. And I feel like it's like such a good, in a pinch kind of thing.
Yes.
And
it feels less like sick than CVS. Like, sorry, CVS. I don't know why I feel that way, but I feel like Walgreens feels more like fun to me. Like, I'm gonna walk down the seasonal aisle. Like, I always find fun little things there.
I was gonna say, there's like an edge of the seasonal aisle that's like micro dosing the clearance,
the clearance end cap, the clearance end cap. So like,
it's one clearance end cap, because that's probably what you should time manage for.
But, like,
for.
There's something in there that you can bring home. And, like, for me, when I went last time, because our girls often get inspired by each other because they're best friends. So, like, recently, Lennon did a green hair thing, and so I went into Walgreens, and I'm that kind of mom, and I saw, like, a purple one on clearance, and I was like, you're coming home. Like, yeah. This cheap thrill is going to save my day that I had nothing. $6 for a little 10 wash, like, you know what?
I've sold it on something more useless.
Yes. So I was like, it's close. I feel like you can always get to, like, one of those stores quick, and you can putt around, get what you need, but also, like, find a little something fun. So I'm, like, so down with, like, a Walgreens trip lately. It's, like, me, like, micro-dosing Target.
Yeah, and fill your meds.
Yeah, and get your meds. Get your meds. I should get my meds.
Because it's also a pharmacy.
It is. They have medicine there as well.
But it is very convenient, and I feel as though when I was a visiting nurse, I would, like, frequent the pharmacies. And I would love it. Like, because I would know what was where and, like, what was going on sale. And,
absolutely.
Like, they do have, like, cute little things.
Yes.
You know?
They
like,
do have cute
trinkets.
Little things.
It's
they
very
do.
Trinkety.
Yes. Or they'll have, like, a cool, like stainless steel mug or something you didn't need. But,
for
like,
for some reason, they go hard with Nightmare Before Christmas.
They do.
I don't know why.
They do. They love Sally.
I'm going to start a rumor that, like, the CEO of Walgreens. Loves Jack and Sally.
I bet he does. He probably has a tattooed on his ankle. Who knows? The possibilities are endless.
But I have to say that segueing away
from Baby Target.
From Baby Target, as much as I do love it. And now watch. We're not going to, there's going to be.
I know, so many Walgreens ads.
We're going to manifest a Walgreens ad, a coupon.
Oh, I would actually.
Okay, this is the other thing, though. Back to Walgreens. I'm not done.
The yellow
that.
Stickers?
They have an app. And I am an app-driven
I do
girly.
Use their photo app, actually.
They have coupons. And honestly, for me, like, couponing in an app, we were just talking about how, like, coupons are a scam. Like,
yes.
Everything's fucking 20% off, but inflation's, like,
but
100%.
But they add 30%, like, so you're really spending 10% more than, like, market value? You're like, what?
And I have to give everybody 20% gratuity because you won't pay them a livable
Because you won't pay them
wage.
A livable... Don't get me started on the percentage that the tipped wage in Massachusetts has increased over since the year I was born. It is disgusting.
It is. It is. But I have to say.
I have to sidestep from that because I'll
reeling
get heated.
Reeling it back from that, I love a coupon app because it feels like a little mission.
It's a
my
game.
Own version of a game. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I don't play Pokemon Go. I play
Target
Walgreens
Circle
and Target Circle.
I love that game.
And I love when it goes beep, beep.
Yes.
Beep, beep. But you did it better.
Trigger warning.
But
I hear it a lot.
But yes, but I have to say that if you add the app, it'll make it even more
I'm excited.
Fun. But as we segue away from that, we have a Call Your Moms. Somebody called us up.
Oh, my God.
They said, Moms, are you home?
We're always home.
We're always home.
If there's one thing about me, I'm always trying to be home.
And this, Rudy, is Brittany. And Brittany supports us. And I just want to thank her for her support. And we are rooting for her. And anytime that somebody says, like, I listen to you guys make me laugh. Like, that just...
It gets me going. It gets me excited. It makes me want to come here again and, like, keep recording because... Lauren and I love doing this, but it's, you know, we have so many things going on in our lives. And like, I just feel like that extra boost of like hearing the way that we can connect with other people just makes us like, it makes us excited.
And
you
it's
know?
The reason that we do it, because 100%. We could have these unhinged conversations.
We could just talk to each other. We don't have to have a podcast. We want to have a podcast because people, we want to connect with people.
And we want to have a support group. We need the support. Just yes. as much as our Rudies do.
Sometimes more, maybe. Sometimes maybe more. Maybe this week more.
There's going to be new segments where we ask for help.
Yeah, the moms are like, calling.
Slide in my DMs. Yeah. You know.
Someone please diagnose my chicken.
What is happening?
But we got to call.
My tile. Yes. But we got to come back on topic. We got to call your mom.
I'm so happy.
And it's from a Rudy, Brittany, and she has been supporting us yes. so hard. And like I just, like I said, I love to hear from a Rudy and I love to feel supported. And like, this is really a support group. And even though me and you are the only ones in these mauve overstuffed chairs,
yeah,
I wish there were 100 more in my basement.
Tell Kenny that.
For my husband.
I'm not done. I will die in this chair.
I wish we had hundreds of these chairs from Market Basket. And we could sit each Rudy in them.
Yes.
And kiss them on the forehead.
And give them a little robe and say, you're doing a great job, sweetie.
I thought you said give them a rose. I'm like, bachelor's over.
I am not.
Give them a rose and say, you are worthy.
You're worthy. You are strong, smart, beautiful, handsome, kind.
And you've got this. I love that Brittany wrote in to us because I see her cheering for us and we're cheering for her.
100%.
So first she sent me an Instagram picture, which honestly, I don't know how many years old I am, but I'm years old that I can't decide if this is verbiage that she made or a graphic that she sent.
We're teetering a scary line where we're starting to be those old people, but it's okay.
I'm like, am I a boomer?
Don't say that. Don't say that about yourself.
I'm like, could I be collecting Social Security right now?
Did someone just email me from, what are those? Is someone phishing me?
AARP? Like, could I be retired? Like, I can't decipher this. But I think she might have wrote it, so I'm going to read it.
When the lighting at the restaurant is weird. You need
when
the little light.
When the Cheesecake Factory brings out that large print menu.
Yeah, you're like, oh, this is so much easier to read.
95 pages.
It's getting that o'clock.
But yes, so she sent me this, and it says, Moms. I've been a stay-at-home mom and a working mom, and I can tell you, both are hard AF. One is not easier than the other. Shout out to all the moms who continue to crush it daily. Raising tiny gremlins isn't easy. P.S. Your kids still think you're awesome, even if you don't make them a social media-worthy meal. All hail the chicken nuggies.
All hail.
So honestly, it's beautiful enough to share regardless, because even if she just shared that with us, I want to share it with everyone because I feel like it's important. But she also put some verbiage at the end that I am young enough to know she wrote.
Yes, you do. Yes, you
Back
do.
Back to work. I'm not
You're not getting catfished
yet.
Today, Grandma. The AI robots will get you in 30 years, but not today. They're going to look just like your old friend Nancy.
Oh my God. No.
That's it. They're not going to come through our emails. They're just going to come looked as like people we used to know in like robot skin.
They're going to be their really fancy animatronics from Disney.
Yeah. They're going to take over. That's where Disney really gets us.
Back to our Call Your Moms. So Brittany said, she said, my 4-year-old daughter has been putting us through the ringer lately, and I just needed to get this out. Is this something you could touch upon on the pod?
100%.
Touch upon it.
Yeah, touch it. We'll hold it up in the air and shake it a little bit.
I'm dancing on it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we've talked about this. We live this. We are this.
Yeah, like, and it's like sometimes those tiny humans, they're so doable. You know, like you're so like this. You're like being a mom is so doable.
Yeah, like, you're like, I'm crushing it.
I've got this. You know,
like, brushed your hair. Your kids are dressed. You're out of the house before 10. You're like, wow.
But there's a factor in that you forget retrospectively. Like most of the time they're behaving the the climate is favorable to them.
Yeah.
You know, and like everything's going their way, you know, like those are the times that it's very easy. And you're like, I am nailing this. Like,
because motherhood we're catering to them rocks. At home.
And even if it's not in big ways, like if you're just taking a drive and you let them get French fries because you're like, fuck it. I know we ate lunch, but like, I want French fries too.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, it's just sometimes easier. What did we call it? Low demand parenting.
Low demand.
It's sometimes easier to just say, like, I'm meeting you and it's going to make you happier.
Don't even make them ask for the halfway. Just go there. Just go to the halfway point and just live there.
And there are times that you are going to say, this is a carrot.
Yeah.
Fucking eat it.
Like, please, eat like, your goddamn carrot.
I diced it. I made it look like Mickey Mouse. Like, I got
just
these.
Try it.
I got these tiny cutters off of Amazon.
But you only want it if I'm eating the carrots. Why only when I'm eating the carrots?
And maybe like 1 in 100 times they will pick up like your unicorn shaped like cauliflower and they'll put it in their mouths.
You swore I was gonna get them this time.
Yeah, they'll put it in their mouths and they'll swish it around and they'll spit it out and you'll say, I tried. But like, you also have to live in the rational idea that like, parenting is not the only stressor in your life.
No.
It is the most important focus.
Yes.
But there are different parts of parenting that deserve different amounts of focus.
Yeah, which
for
is...
For me.
Which is so hard because sometimes it's like, you know, your family's your priority, but like... You have to work, you know? And, like, what does that look like? Is that you leaving the house and then you're having to find someone to watch your kids? Or are you working from home and you still can't watch your kids because you're working? And, like, or you're a stay-at-home mom or dad and you don't get a damn minute to yourself, like...
Yeah, like or you have a shift that is not like workable for the school day.
Yeah.
Because I don't know whose shifts match the school days.
Not one.
I think that, you know, big preschool has something to do with that. I'm coming for you, big preschool.
We all are.
You want extended day tuition. Yeah. We know it. They're like, don't you dare change the school day. Right,
no, don't you dare.
Like, they get out at 2:20.
This is
good
what
luck.
Works. This is what works.
You're like, you... If
they're like, they get home at 4 o'clock, have fun making dinner, spending quality time doing their homework and having a minute to yourself. Godspeed.
And I know this is like a side rant, but it also has to do with the topic. But like, if you have a weekday off and you go to pick up, you look around, okay? You know who you are amongst? You are amongst babysitters and grandparents and nannies and school bus drivers.
Yes.
You maybe see a handful of parents picking up their children.
It's a lot of grandparents.
Because the parents are never going to be out at fucking 2:45.
We're trying to afford those groceries that apparently we have to pay for because we like avocados, question mark?
Like, and you're like the most privileged individual if your day ends at like 3:30.
You're like, thank you.
Yeah, you're like, thank you.
Or you get to be the, which now I'm getting used to, well, and I am getting a weekday off, which like, blessed be the weekday off. I'm learning about that. And I'm gonna love it. I already know. Mm-hmm. But like, I am also the stay-at-home mom. I've been the stay-at-home mom, but now I'm the work-from-home mom that's like, I literally stop working and get into my car to pick up my kids. And I'm like, when am I going to have a thought? Like, literally like a thought of my own, you know?
And I was just going to say that, like, I feel as though when I became a mom, the main thing that shifted for me is that any time out of my house had to kind of feel reasonable.
Yes.
You know, I had to reason with it. I had to justify it. The first outing, like, you know, like, I haven't been out of the house and
I deserve this.
Fucking 6 months. Something horrendous. Yeah. I'm like, I should really, this is becoming clinical. You know, like, every time, and still when I go out, like, I'm like, okay, I'm going out to this event for this amount of hours.
I have to get diapers.
I shouldn't, you know,
I'll give myself 30 minutes.
And I shouldn't go out earlier today. I should spend time with them because I'm going out later.
Yeah.
But I feel as though as I rationalize this time and I start to, like, pick it apart, I don't really know where I was going with this anymore.
No, you do. I know where you're going with this. I feel like the more you think about, like, the time that you're
Oh, when I became a parent.
Yes.
I'm back.
Yes.
When I became a parent, Kenny, you can, like, do a little something with this.
Yeah, razzle and dazzle.
When I became a parent, time became so intentional when I was going to leave my child.
Yes.
That I feel as though I've always been, like, thinking that if I'm away from them, it has to be to it work. Has to be reasoned yes. with. And when I'm with them, I have to be
with them
100% present. I have to yes. leave my shit at the door.
Yes.
But when you're
but that's not
but before you have kids, you're like, I have to prepare to be with these people that I'm yeah. gonna go choose to be with, right? Whether it be your friends, your family, you're yeah. taking your time.
Of course. And you're getting your ready.
Vibe ready. Kids, you're like, I'm on in 3, 2, 1.
Literally, like you wake up and it's like rise and shine. It's the morning show. Because
even like sinking into your car seat in your driveway for like 15 minutes, you're like, oh, God, you know, I'm going to miss you're bedtime. Like, I got
to
get in there.
And you're like, did my husband see me sitting out here for 15 minutes just trying to breathe? But then also like you're sure that they're going to be out there sitting in the driveway yeah, one time.
You're
for
like, 15, you're like, damn it. That, yeah. that automatic solar light fucking turn works. Off. Why does it work?
Why is this house so secure?
It's solar power.
Yeah, it's just the like sun damn hasn't that
been out in years.
Damn, that works good.
But yeah, but I feel like as I become a growing parent, because you know we're learning, we're growing.
Yeah,
you do have to begin to rationalize that you were all those women before you walked through the door or before you yeah. shut off the computer and turned around in and your case.
Turn around.
Like you still have to, you have to justify that you are exhausted because you had to live those other lives.
Yeah.
Be those other versions of you.
And like you're wearing many hats.
And you can value that you need the rest by yeah. saying, you know what? These kids are going to fucking smile because I'm going to get Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And we're going to sit in the back of the van.
Yes.
And we're going to look at the water. And maybe it's going to be a really hectic time for me, but yeah. it's going to be easy. The trash can's right there,
and
right?
And the kids are strapped in a car. They can't even go anywhere.
And the food is processed, but, like, I like think the air is, too. Yeah. I don't know.
No, like, it can't be any worse than what we're actually breathing, so.
Honestly, like, I try to, like, be as healthy as I can, do the things that I can, but, like.
But also, like, nurture your soul. Shut
and
up.
And I'm going to drink a and Diet Coke, and I'm always going to eat.
Like,
you know?
And let me have a Baja Blast every once in a while.
Every once in a while. So I do feel like I totally relate to you, Brittany. And like, I yes. know that there's so many people out there that, like you said, no matter what role of a parent you are and what kind of mom you are, the job is hard.
Yes.
And when those kids are not in that ideal environment and you have those stressors of having to work while they're on vacation.
It's overwhelming as hell.
Or even just like working on a nice day, right? Yeah. Like they get out of school, I'm at work.
And we're not our 90s parents. They can't go play in our backyard without us. I'm sorry.
I don't have windows yeah. where I work. So I see the sun on my watch. I see the sun that Steve Jobs has given to me.
Do you work at the casino, Lauren?
I do. This I'm the time, one with the dustpan and it's brush.
It's just weird because I've never seen you in the hospital.
No clocks.
But I have seen you at the Wolf Casino. I'll say that.
And no
you
look, clocks, no windows. It's Vegas.
It's Vegas out there.
No, I'm looking at the animatronic side. What on it my looks watch, like. And I'm like, there's so much guilt there. But it's, at the same time yeah. you're like, you know what, the next time that I am home, we'll
see the sun.
I'll take out some half broken chalk yeah. and I'll let them draw on everything outside.
Andy wrote a song about it. The sun's gonna come out tomorrow, hopefully. It's not gotten that bad yet,
so we're totally with you, Brittany.
100%.
We love that you're here with us.
And also, we're not always getting it right. Like, I think that's safe to say. Like, there are days that go by where, like, I'll say I did not use my time the wisest, but like, that's just human nature. Like, try to take it easy on yourself. Like, sometimes if you just, like, literally need to disassociate for a minute and put your kids in front of a TV and, like, just sit behind them and scroll or just literally stare at the stale air, that's okay, too. Like,
yeah,
I need to, like, you know the sleep mode on your computer, like, but your eyes are open? That one. Occasionally they shut for a minute and then someone falls on you and you're like, I'm open, I'm awake.
I actually found advice from another podcast. I'm going to give advice on our podcast from advice that I got on another podcast.
I love that.
That was advice from that podcaster's therapist.
Oh, well, then it seems legit enough for me.
Connect the yarn.
Yeah, I'm drawing the line.
This is actually medical information now.
This is peer reviewed.
No, but I was listening to Giggly Squad. bad because honestly, I've been so caught up on everything that I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm like, I have to, now Stephanie has acclimated me to this world where I have to listen to things.
I have to listen to people, be in the know.
I used to love to be in silence and just sort of make weird sounds out loud every once in a while.
Those girls are funny and we love funny girls.
We all do it. We're like, wah, wah.
But there's something about putting your brain over there.
If you are never folding laundry, this isn't the advice, but if you are never folding laundry, okay, and if you are never folding laundry and you are overstimulated and you would love to scream, but you can't, you're just like, bah!
Yes.
Bah! Then we're not the same.
Or you just like.
Because I don't know what type of outburst that is, but I have one from time to time.
I talked at myself so often. I'm like, that was fucking stupid. And Lauren does that. What was your advice, though? Because I'm sure I'm circling back around.
Back around.
I'm ready.
So I can't sit in silence and just go bah anymore.
No.
So I'm listening to Giggly.
Yes.
And Hannah said that she had gotten advice from her therapist that when you hear an intrusive thought, like treat it like a cat caller.
Mm-hmm.
Like when your intrusive yes. thoughts start talking to you, like acknowledge it, look at it, but like don't pay yeah. it any mind.
Like asshole, you're yeah, disgusting. Like,
shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I love that so
you
much.
You probably think I'm hot.
And honestly, yeah, you're kind of obsessed with me, question
yeah,
mark.
Like, why?
And honestly, you know? If I can strive to be more like Hannah and Paige every day, like I'm going to.
Yeah.
But like that is great advice, and I love that. And I'm going to try to do it. Because now she said it, and you've said it, and I feel like I should try it.
And I feel like I've been trying to embody it a little bit when it comes to what I feel like is like my half-ass momming. But it's
like,
not half-ass momming. It's full-ass
creep.
Momming.
Yeah. Imagine some gross creep on the side of the world being like, you're not doing enough. I'd be like, shut the fuck up.
I'm doing everything I can. Like,
I'm gonna just start getting angry now, though. Like, I'm not even gonna be able to be sassy about it. I'm gonna be like,
maybe that's the part that I have uncracked
yeah.
on our podcast, giving advice. Yeah, like maybe you need to confront it a little bit. You know,
yeah.
like don't give it all your energy. I get just like side eyeing it and being like, well, but like you know when you've been catcalled one too many gas stations
yeah.
that day.
Yeah,
you know,
and you're like,
and like 2 50-year-old men with a ponytail.
And you're like,
you?
I'd slap you not to even potty train somebody.
And you're like, what the fuck are you looking at?
Yeah.
Like, maybe that's, if it gets to the point.
Maybe you can scare it away. Maybe you can scare that creepy gas
right?
man
like,
away.
Like, you worked from home
yeah.
and, like, your kids are being outrageous.
And you're worn down.
And your spouse is not giving you the energy that
yes.
you thought 4 p.m. was going to bring. Maybe you
yeah.
just, maybe you're tearing yourself apart at the end of the day, but you look at that little intrusive thought and
yeah.
you say, what the fuck did you want me to
yeah.
do?
What would you have done better?
Doing the best I can.
I did what you did too. I
so
love that.
I do like that.
That's the energy I'm going to take on
so
here.
So that's not what her therapist said. That's not medical
no.
advice, but.
But we razzled and dazzled it a little bit, and I like where we brought it.
That's what your mom said.
That's the showbiz. Thanks for attending our virtual mom support group with Stephanie
and Lauren. Pull up a chair, light the sage. We are going through it.
And growing through it.
And we're always rooting for you. Because I get my news from my phone.
Of course.
Only.
Yes.
I don't want to put it on the television anymore. I don't want a newspaper delivered to my door.
No.
Enough is enough.
Keep doomsday here and only
a
here.
A banner that I can flick away if
yeah.
I need to in a triggering
Clear
way.
All notifications.
And I'm going to stay woke, but like let a girl sleep once in a while.